The American Labor Song. That's our focus of this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
Boom, boom, doo 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 doo
Betty beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a damn red unpatriotic. Japanese spies. Sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford, here's what they found. And out at Vulti, here's what they found. And out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found. And down at Bethlehem, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man I don't like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? Just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land. Instead of crying, I must keep fighting until I'm dying. And old man River, he just keeps rolling on.
We Do the Work, the 1995 John Frommer recording that served as the theme music for the PBS television series Not in Our Town. Notably, Frommer has been an active officer of the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, or AFTRA, and the Communications Workers of America, CWA. He's also a member of the Freedom Song Network, a San Francisco Bay Area organization dedicated to social change. And after that, Talking Union, a 1955 recording by the Almanac Singers with Pete Seeger as lead vocalist and guitarist. Then, one of the most famous of all songs of the working class, a November 8, 1947 recording of Old Man River from the musical Showboat, performed by the man for whom Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern wrote it 20 years earlier, the great bass baritone Paul Robeson. accompanied by pianist Lawrence Brown and Emmanuel Balaban, conducting the Columbia Concert Orchestra. In songs about the American working class, the main focus is almost invariably the conflict between the workers and the owners and/or executives of their companies, usually, but not always, relating to organizing workers' unions. In fact, one of the most famous union organizers was also a songwriter, the Swedish-born Joel Hägglund, whose songs were published under the better-known pseudonym Joe Hill. Hill was a member of the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW, or Wobblies. Through the IWW publication, The Little Red Songbook, many of Hill's songs became popular folk songs, among them a version of Casey Jones, which we'll be hearing later in the program. In Salt Lake City in 1915, Hill was charged, tried, and convicted of murder based on what is generally accepted today to have been perjured testimony. Almost instantly, Hill became a charismatic legend, inspiring the two songs that we will hear now, a 1942 recording, again with Paul Robeson and pianist Lawrence Brown, and a 1968 track from the Phil Oakes album Tape from California, both titled simply Joe Hill. After these, we'll be hearing a couple more Phil Oakes recordings.
I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die, says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find. I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
Sailing through, Oh, his clothes were coarse and his hopes were high as he headed for the promised land. And it took a few weeks on the out-of-work streets before he began to understand. Before he began to understand. And Joe got hired by Bowery Bar, sweeping up the saloon, as his rag would sail o'er the barroom rail, sounded like he whistled on a tune. You could almost hear him whistling on a tune. And Joe rolled on from job to job, from the docks to the railroad line. And no matter how hungry the hand that wrote, in his letters he was always doing fine. In his letters he was always doing fine. Oh, the years went by like the sun going down. Slowly turn the page. And when Joe looked back at the sweat upon his tracks, he had nothing to show but his age. He had nothing to show but his age. So he headed out for the California shore. There things were just as bad. So he joined the industrial workers of the world, 'cause the union was the only friend he had. 'Cause the union was the only friend he had. Now the strikes were bloody and the strikes were black, as hard as they were long. In the dark of the night, Joe would stay awake and write. In the morning, he would raise them with a song. In the morning, he would raise them with a song. And he wrote his words to the tunes of the day, to be passed along the union vine. And the strikes were led and the songs were spread, and Joe Hill was always on the line. Yes, Joe Hill was always on the line. Salt Lake City, a murder was made. There was hardly a clue to find. Oh, the proof was poor, but the sheriff was sure Joe was the killer of the crime. That Joe was the killer of the crime. Joe raised his hands, but they shot him down. He had nothing but guilt to give. It's a doctor I need and they left him to bleed, but he made it 'cause he had the will to live. Yes, he made it 'cause he had the will to live. Then the trial was held in a building of wood, and there the killer would be named. And the days weighed more than the cold copper ore, 'cause he feared that he was being framed. 'Cause he found out that he was being framed. Oh, strange are the ways of the Western law, strange are the ways of fate. For the government crawled to the mine owner's call, and the judge was appointed by the state. Yes, the judge was appointed by the state. Oh, Utah justice can be had, but not for a union man. And Joe was warned by some early morn, there'd be one less singer in the land. There'd be one less singer in the land. Now William Spry was Governor Spry, and life was his to hold. On the last appeal fell a governor's tear. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. May the Lord have mercy on his soul. Even President Wilson held up the day, but even he would fail. For nobody heard the soul-searching words of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. For 36 years he lived out his days, and he more than played his part. For the songs that he made, he was carefully paid, with a rifle bullet buried in his heart. With a rifle bullet buried in his heart. Yes, they lined Joe Hill up against the wall, blindfold over his eyes. It's the life of the rebel that he chose to live. It's the death of the rebel that he died. It's the death of the rebel that he died. Now some say Joe was guilty as charged, and some say he wasn't even there. And I guess nobody will ever know, 'cause the court records all disappear. 'Cause the court records all disappear. Say wherever you go in this fair land, in every union hall, in the dusty dark, these words are marked in between all the cracks on the wall. In between all the cracks upon the wall. It's the very last line that Joe Hill wrote when he knew that his days were through. Boys, this is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. Good luck to all of you.
Was a working man and a hero, you will hear. Born in the town of Bethlehem at the turning of the year, at the turning of the year. When Jesus was a little lad, streets rang with his name, for he argued with the older men. Put them all to shame, he put them all to shame. He became a wandering journeyman, and he traveled far and wide, and he noticed how wealth and poverty live always side by side, live always side by side. So he said, come all you working men, farmers and weavers too, if you would only stand as one, this world belongs to you, this world belongs to you. When the rich men heard what the carpenter had done, to the Roman troops they ran, saying, put this rebel Jesus down. He's a menace to God and man. He's a menace to God and man. The commander of the occupying troops just laughed, and then he said, there's a cross to spare on Calvary's hill. By the weekend he'll be dead. By the weekend he'll be dead. Now Jesus walked among the poor, for the poor were his own kind, and they'd never let them get near enough to take him from behind, to take him from behind. So they hired one of the traitor's trade, and an informer was he, and he sold his brother to the butcher's men for a fistful of silver money, for a fistful of silver money. And Jesus sat in the prison cell, and they beat him and offered him bribes to desert the cause of his fellow men and work for the rich men's tribe, to work for the rich men's tribe. And the sweat stood out on Jesus' brow, and the blood was in his eye, when they nailed his body to the Roman cross, and they laughed as they watched him die. They laughed as they watched him die. Thousand years have passed and gone, many a hero too, but the dream of this poor carpenter remains in the hands of you, remains in the hands of you.
Tell me that your last good dollar is gone, and you say that your pockets are bare. And you tell me that your clothes are tattered and torn, and nobody seems to care. Now don't tell me your troubles, no, I don't have the time to spare. But if you wanna get together and fight, good buddy, that's what I wanna hear. You tell me that your job was taken away by a big old greasy machine. And you tell me that you don't collect no more pay, and your bellies are growing lean. Now if I had the jobs to give, you know I'd give them all away. But don't waste your breath calling out my name if you don't have nothing to say. And you tell me that you don't have nothing to do, and you keep on wasting your time. And you say when you want to get your family some food, you gotta spend in a relief line. Now it's a sin and a bloody shame about the way they're pushing you around. But when you decide not to take no more, you know I'll put my money down. I've seen your kind many times before, and I'll see you many times again. Oh, but every bad thing that's happened to you has happened to better men. So don't explain that you've lost your way, that you've got no place to go. You've got a head and a voice, and you're not alone, brother, that's all you need to know. And if you're still wondering what I'm trying to say, let me tell you what it's all about. Now nobody listens to a single man when he's walking round down and out. So if you're looking for an answer, he's standing there by your side. And you'll never really know how far you'll go till you join together and try. Tell me that your last good dollar is gone, and you say that your pockets are bare. And you tell me that your clothes are tattered and torn, and nobody seems to care. Now don't tell me your troubles, no, I don't have the time to spare. But if you want to get together and fight, good buddy, that's what I want to hear.
Three from Phil Oakes, his 1968 recording of his own song Joe Hill, and two 1964 recordings of Ewan McCall's Ballad of the Carpenter and Oakes' own song That's What I Want to Hear. Interestingly, at the height of the McCarthy era, when activities supporting labor unions could and did get entertainers blacklisted, one of the biggest of all hit songs had been a tune about miners and the greed of mine owners, 16 Tons. It had been written by popular guitarist and singer Merle Travis and was recorded in several hit versions. The biggest selling of these was by popular entertainer Tennessee Ernie Ford, while the version that we'll hear in a moment was a major hit in the United Kingdom and a lesser hit in the United States for American singer Frankie Lane. Afterwards, we'll hear another of the songs that Travis composed from his Muhlenberg County, Kentucky family's experience as coal miners, the Kingston Trio version of Coal Tattoo.
say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. A muscle and blood, skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 ton and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 ton of number 9 coal, and the store boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 ton. And what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting in trouble, I'm my middle name. I was raised in the king, break by an old mama line. Can't no high tone woman make me walk the line. You load 16 ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Traveling down that old town road, listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind.
I've been a coal miner all of my life, laying down track in the fall.
Got a back like an ironwood, bit by the wind, blood veins blue as the coal.
Blood veins blue as the coal.
Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. Yeah, I said that's the blueprint left by the coal. A little more and I'd been dead.
Well, I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the slate.
And it's on down the new road looking for a job. This traveling nook in my head. I stood for the union and walked in the line, fought against the company. I stood for the UMWV, now who's gonna stand for me?
I got no house and I got no job, just got a worried soul.
And a blue tattoo on the side of my head, left by the number 9 coal.
Left by the number 9 coal.
Someday when I'm dead and gone to heaven, the land of my dreams, I won't have to worry on losing my job, on bad times and big machines.
I ain't gonna pay my money away for dues or hospital plans.
I'm gonna pick coal where the blue heavens roll and sing with the angel bands.
I ain't gonna pay my money away.
The Kingston Trio performing the Merle Travis song Coal Tattoo. Undoubtedly, the most influential folk singer of the 20th century was a man born in Okeechobee, Oklahoma, in 1912. and named after the man who would be elected President of the United States less than 4 months later, Woodrow Wilson Guthrie. Woody Guthrie will be the subject of a future program in this series, so this week we will be hearing one of his lesser-known songs in his own performance, and a lesser-known recording of perhaps the most popular song that he wrote but never recorded himself. Guthrie would frequently write a song about an event that he had read about, and these are two of those songs, both about tragic events. One was about the Christmas party thrown by striking mine workers and their families in Calumet, Michigan in 1913, at which scabs, or strike-breaking replacement workers, barred the door to the party hall and shouted fire. There was no fire. But in the ensuing panic, 73 of the striking miners' children were smothered or trampled to death. The other was about the fatal plane wreck during the deportation of migrant workers who had crossed over from Mexico to the United States in violation of immigration laws. Guthrie had heard about that event and wrote a poem about it, but it would not be for another 10 years that it was matched up to a melody, and then not by Guthrie, but by schoolteacher Martin Hoffman. It has since been recorded by popular singers, including Joan Baez and Dolly Parton, but never by Woody himself. Here are Woody's own version of 1913 Massacre and a 1973 recording by Barbara Dane of Deportee.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their copper claim, risking their lives, so it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children had died, there was 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Crops are all in, and the peach trees are rotting, and the oranges are piled in the creosote dumps. Well, you're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wait back again. Goodbye to you, Juan, and goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you fly the big airplane, and all they will call you is just deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. Well, they took all the money that he made in his life. My sisters and brothers came working the fruit tree, and they rode in the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to you, Juan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you fly the big airplane, for all they will call you is just deportee. Now some of us are illegal, and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out, and we've got to move on. 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to you, Juan, and goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, oh, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. For you won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you is just deportee. Well, we died in your hills, and we died in your desert, and we died in your valleys, and we died on your plain. We died neath your trees, and we died neath the bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to you, Juan, goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. No, all they will call you will be deportee. Well, the sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning shook all our hills. Who are all those people all scattered like dry leaves? Well, the radio says they just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil and be called by no name except deportees. Goodbye to you, Juan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. Where all they will call you will be deportee.
Barbara Dane singing the lyrics of Woody Guthrie in Deportee, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos. Finally, one more legend of the American labor song. One of the most famous of all railroad engineers was John Luther Jones, who, because he had grown up in Casey, Kentucky, was nicknamed Casey Jones. He was recognized during his lifetime as one of the best engineers of all time, and his railroad, the Illinois Central, stationed him in Jackson, Tennessee. Jones was killed during a run from Memphis to New Orleans, replacing an engineer who had called in sick. His southbound cannonball had collided with another train on the same track. It was generally believed that because Jones had stayed at his post and did what he could to slow his train down, none of his passengers or crew were also killed. Jones was the only fatality. We have three different versions of the legend in song, with at least two perspectives on it. In one, a fantasy, Furry Lewis puts himself in the story, although Jones died 60 years before Lewis's recording. And then we hear a short instrumental version of the most popular melody for the song, as recorded in 1958 by harmonica player John D. Mounts. Then, finally, we hear the version written by Joe Hill, which portrays Jones as a scab, suggesting the engineer that had called in sick was actually participating in a work stoppage action. The performers on that version are the Almanac Singers, with Pete Seeger on lead vocal and guitar, recorded in 1955.
Casey said she dreamt a dream the night she bought a sewing machine. Her needle got broke, she could not sew. She loves the Casey cause she told me so. She loves the Casey cause she told me so. When Mr. Casey walked out to Nelson Lane, there were two police that wanted to learn his name. They take Mr. Casey to the station house. He's a gnat bone round and they turn him out, turn him out. He's a gnat bone round and I sold my gin, I sold it straight. The police run into my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nod her head. She said, "Fur, you're welcome to my folding bed, my folding bed. Fur, you're welcome to my folding bed." Lord, people said, "Casey, you're running over time. You're gonna have nothing losing with that 109. A Casey said, "This engine is mine. I will run it in glory lest I make mine time." Told all the patent, you better keep yourself hid, cause we gon' shake it like Cheney did, like Cheney did. Lord, Lord, we gonna shake it like Cheney did. When the conductor, he holler, hello. The fireman, he holler, all aboard. The people tell by the thought of moan. The man at the thought of Mr. Casey Jones, Lord Casey Jones. When Casey come one morning round the rail, they tell people I never see it fail. I'm going down on hit this trail, cause I'm 8 hours late with this big black trail. I'm on the road again. Lord, 8 hours late with this big black trail. On the road again.
Workers on the SB line for strikes and out of call, but Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boiler, it was leaking, and the drivers on the bum, and the engines and the bear, and they were all out of plumb.
Casey Jones
kept his junk pile running.
Casey Jones
was working double time.
Casey Jones
got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SB line. The worker said to Casey, won't you help us win this strike? But Casey said, let me alone, you'd better take a hike. Well, Casey's wheezy engine ran right off the wheezy track, and Casey hit the river with an awful smack.
Casey Jones
hit the river bottom.
Casey Jones
broke his bloomin' spine.
Casey Jones
turned into an angel. He got a trip to heaven on the SB line. When Casey got to heaven, way up to that pearly gate, he said, I'm Casey Jones, the guy that pulled the SB freight. You're just the man, said Peter, our musicians are on strike. You can get a job of scabbing anytime you like.
Casey Jones
got a job in heaven.
Casey Jones
was doing mighty fine.
Casey Jones
went scabbing on the Angels, just like he did to workers on the SB line. Well, the Angels got together, they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around a scabbing everywhere. The Angels Union number 23, they sure were there. They promptly fired Casey down the golden stair.
Casey Jones,
I went to hell a flying.
Casey Jones,
the devil said opine.
Casey Jones,
get busy shoveling sulfur, it's what you get for scabbing on the SB line.
3 different interpretations of the legend of Casey Jones. That concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Doll Shoe Radio Creations, copyright 2006. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio, on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you will join us again at the same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.